It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
Yes, episode 16 of the 8 for 52 podcast is a go. It's the new year, 2025, halfway through the season of this second season of the podcast. Aaron Bush with you. And, of course, joining me, as he has regularly this season, Natesh Hemlani. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year, Bushy.
Well, I think you've brought me a Happy New Year present in the My Story this week. Have you got a massive scoop?
We've got a massive scoop. We've got, and wait for it, the new Hong Kong China men's team captain on the podcast.
You're not telling me my favourite player in all of Hong Kong is coming on the podcast.
Yes, he is. He was a bit hesitant, but I convinced him and he's here. He's here on the podcast.
The left arm.
You got Yassim Murtaza.
Yassim's in the house. Oh, fantastic. Oh, you better stick around for that one. That's going to be great. We've got to cover so many games of cricket.
Yeah.
Because we took 2 weeks off and there was a billion games of cricket. So we've got to get through all of that and outs and ins. And there's still stuff coming up this weekend with Plod.
Yes.
Wrapping
up. Plod being the final of the Plod.
Indeed. That's coming up on Sunday, which I think I'm commentating. and we'll also talk to Tammy. We'll be dropping in to talk women's cricket wrap. And we'll do some birthdays. Oh, it's going to be a big show. Should we get on with it?
That's cool.
Giddy up.
And now it's time for outs and ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Time for outs and ins. We're going to cover, about 3 weeks worth of cricket here, Natesh. So we better get cracking on it.
Let's go.
What are we going to start with? We're going to start with Premier League one day from December 22.
Plod, the last week of round robin games in the Plod. I think the first game here on the script is at Cowan Cricket Club. You were calling this.
I was not. I was sitting in Australia watching BBL.
You weren't even watching it?
I did watch a little bit. I think Asif Hussain was commentating this game. USRC Premier up against KCC. And we got a century in this game. That was good.
Akbar Khan doing Akbar Khan things, going yet another 100 in the Premier League one day. He does it so often.
Yep.
USRC batting first, got 265 for 9, which is a pretty solid effort for them. They've been steadily improving as the season goes on.
It's par at best at KCC.
They've done worse, and so getting a par score batting first at least kept them in the game. Waqas Khan 62 as well. Fahad Hayat 4 for 51. Par was maybe a bit generous. KCC hunted it down in 38.4 overs.
Yeah. So par was about 300 at least. The new recruit for KCC getting an 87, Zenden Vesta.
Yeah, from South Africa.
Baba getting a 74.
Waqas Barker, 21 of 5 to finish off the chase. So a big win there. Then at the club, I was calling this, and I am dubbing this game, the Malvan Kar miracle. It was an incredible match. And put it into context of what happened. I know you were on holiday. You missed it.
I was watching it online because you messaged me while you're commentating.
It was incredible. It was HKCC won the toss, batted first. Anshuman Rath, a 4-6 in the first over. You're like, right, this is going to be a bloodbath. This is going to be 400 play, 150 all out or something. It was not to be. Shehryar Khan, Asad Rashid, the new ball pairing were absolutely phenomenal. Shehryar Khan finished with 5 for 53. Asad Rashid, 1 for 23. HKCC at one point were 59 for 6 and then 90 for 8.
Yep, they were done. They were cooked.
Well, one man. One man was still out there.
What's your nickname for him?
The cheat code.
The cheat code.
The club's cheat code.
The HKCC cheat code.
Sahal Malvan Kar carried the innings on his back. 101 of 97 balls. He added 37 runs to Adil Mahmood, who just got 3 of 12. And then he added another 40-odd runs with Veer Mathur, number 11, 0 of 9. Off his own back, Sahal got HKCC past 150, brought us 100, and was out LBW the very next ball. HKCC bowled out for 163 and 34.2.
This would be exciting, except Sahal Malvan Kar. Little Saiwan can't bat.
Sahal Malvan Kar then comes out with a new ball.
163, you think any team's going to win this? They're going to thrash him.
The cheat code, Sahal Malvan Kar comes out with a new ball with Adil Mahmood. They both take 2 wickets apiece. We go into lunch. Little Saiwan 12 for 4, with Ehsan Khan already out. The game's done. They come out, they try, they fight. They were 33 for 6. They get to 76. You know, Sahal bumped a 13-year-old out in the process. Anshuman Rath took 3. It was chaos. And it was an incredibly
Shout
easy win.
Shout out to the youngster Rez Dar for scoring a third of the entire team's score. 25 of a total of 76. And Diasco Little Saiwan.
76 is all out with 6 ducks.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, we both picked HKCC, which now stands for Hong Kong Cheat Code, winning that one. And we're going to go to Sunday Elite Division 2 now at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. That was on the 22nd as well. The Knights versus the Lions. And we both picked the Knights in this one. The Knights won the toss, elected to bat. Ooh, they didn't really bat, did they?
Yeah, the highest score of 39, two batters getting 18, 144 all. Now the Lions, suddenly, in with a shot here.
Nah. you're building it up again.
Bowled out for 33. I'm sorry for laughing. I am. That's very rude.
I don't know what Jason's done over there, but that's 177 for 20.
Basically, yes. I mean, I wouldn't blame
Jason. Basically. They'll bowled out in 8.1 overs.
I wouldn't blame the pitch for this because both sides are fragile batting lineups, more bowlers than batters on each team.
There's fragile. Anyway, the Knights get the win there.
Important thing here in this as well, two bowlers taking all 10 wickets between them, Shahwaiz Khan and Harris Muhammad, yep. 5 for 13 and 5 for 18 respectively. They just opened the bowling and ended the game.
Yep, Shahwaiz Khan getting the player of the match. Now, Saturday Championship Division 1. This was also at Tin Kwong Road the day before, was it? Yes, 21st. It's the USRC Lions up against the India Club Yotters. I haven't got the tips.
We didn't pick this one.
Oh, this is a game we didn't pick. Yeah. I would have picked the Yotters.
And I would have been
wrong. Because the Lions had a big win.
I would have gone for the Lions. You know, the Yotters, the innings was... Oh, sorry, but she got Lions first. They opted the bat first. 221 for 8. That's a big score. I think they might have been on the Astro. With the Premier League game on Sunday, maybe. Mm. But if they did this on the turf, that's an incredible performance with the bat. 221 for 8. Contributions all around. Mohammad Umar, 62, top scoring there. Ankur, 2 for 16 in 7 overs, then had to come and do it with the bat with 67, but no one really supported him. Yotha's all out for 159.
Yeah.
5 wickets for Hussain Maruf. Well done.
And he was player of the match. The next game that we also missed putting in the podcast before we went on holidays. Obviously, we were eager for Christmas, Natasha. It's the USRC Tigers versus Diaskwa Little Siwon Sky Warriors. I would have got this tip wrong as well.
Yes, me too.
Because we would have gone with the Sky Warriors. The Tigers won the toss. They elected to bat. This was out at PKVR Park. They were all out inside 35.
For just 126.
That's not a lot at PKVR Park.
And you think with Munir Ahmed in the batting lineup, you would chase down 126. Munir Ahmed Munir Dar scored 21 and Sky Warriors all off 116.
Yeah, Hiran Patel was the top scorer for Sky Warriors, just a cheeky 24. Okay, let's go into games that we did tip, or did we miss this next one as well? I don't know.
Well, we missed this one as well. Tartans, we missed everything on 21st, basically. That day didn't count to us.
Yeah, okay, fine. That was the day after I flew out. KCC Tartars up against the Charlie Bears. I would have got this one wrong as well. I'm so glad.
Maybe so lucky.
I left these out for a reason.
this is intentional.
KCC Tartars winning the toss, electing to bat, batting out their full 35. That was here at KCC on the 21st. 210. Yeah, not a bad score. That's par, I'd say.
That's decent. 46 for
Smith. Probably on the Astro.
46 for Smith Virani. 22 of 11, Samir Karel at the end. Yeah, it was more than par. Charlie Bears only managing 107 all out. Payas Dojari, 4 for 28. Well done by the young seamer.
Yeah, Harsh Acharya. Getting 39 of 107 for the Charlie Bears. No assistance at all. Pius Dajari from Tartars, player of the match. Okay, let's get into ones that we did preview. This was on the 21st as well. Craigengower Hung Si up against Laguna Gully. Wow.
They got dusted, Hung Si.
Wow, this is a GDB. Can you really get all out for 43 at GDB?
Apparently you can. Hung Si, not a bad team by any measure.
Not a bad team.
But I think they were probably short of players in this game. It was, of course, on... was it on 21st? Yeah, Christmas weekend. Thereabouts. 43 all up. 5 wickets for Shashank Chandru of 5 overs, just 7 runs. And Laguna Gully took 4.2 overs to chase down 44.
Yeah, smashed it. We both picked Laguna Gully, so we get the chip there. Now, we go Christmas games. It was... Did we have this game? We missed this game as well. Christmas Day, there was out of GDB. Punjab Lions versus Hung Si. Hung Si putting in a much better effort this time. They won the toss, elected to field. The Lions putting on 229 for 7.
Akeel Muhammad, 94 not out, carrying his bat 100 avoidance. You batted out your overs, you may as well try to get that 100. So a bit poor from him, if I'm being honest. But anyways, Hung Si chasing 230, did really well. They got 203 for 8, 50 for Bobby Chan, 50 for Henry Sue, 35 for Thinlay. So they had all the big guns for this game, but no one could bat it out and see them home. Lower order, unable to finish off the chase.
Yep. Akil's 94 gets him player of the match. What's this game then? This is the two-day game. We did tip on this one. It's the annual Diaskwa Little Siwon D-Lit versus PAC Premier, which included our upcoming My Story guest, one Yasim Murtazar. We both picked PAC because they were going to win this in a canter.
Well, probably a good time to point out that Little Siwon had a recruitment. had someone that we did not know was going to be playing in this game because it was announced after we recorded the podcast on social media.
Cheeky.
Bahrain team captain Heather Ali has moved to Hong Kong and taken up a coaching role at Lil Siwan, and he played in this game. He didn't do much, but his presence probably lifted the team. Lil Siwan batting first, getting 162 there at Mission Road.
I just want to touch on that with Heather Ali coming to Hong Kong. Remember when we talked to Tanvir, who were we talking to? Tabarak,
yes.
And we were talking about how we haven't had anybody come across since Esad. He, in the background, knew that, because obviously he's been working on this, and then all of a sudden, boom, Christmas Day, hello, Christmas present for PACC. Say hello to the Bahrain captain.
That was brilliant. Very well done by the Bahrain, let us know that this is happening.
Absolutely. You found out on social media.
Yeah, we all did. I mean, there's a big announcement on social media. All of those who followed Lil Siwan found out. That was their big announcement. But anyways, 162 for Lil Siwan first innings, 51 from Shehryar Khan, fast bowler.
Yeah, which you think absolutely not enough.
Well, they bowled really, really well. They had the full pace attack. It must be said, Lil Siwan, Shehryar Khan, Asad Rashid, Tanvir Ahmed, plus Ehsan Khan, plus Munir Dar. That's actually a pretty solid
very good side.
Bowling attack. And Tanvir took 4, Shehryar took 3. Only Zeeshan Ali could get past 20 as PACC conceded the first innings lead, all out for 108. At this point, PACC's only chance of getting the trophy was to win outright. And for that, they had to bowl at Lil Siwan, but they came across Ehsan Khan, 74 of 79, stood firm. Lil Siwan got 180. That's a target too steep with that lead they had in the first innings, about 260, I think. PACC had to chase. Waheed taking 4, Ghazanfar taking 3. In the end, PACC only managing 155. They went for it. I think they had a go. They were all out in 30 overs, so they were having a crack at the target.
I'm going to give Yasim a mouthful about this when he comes on in my story, because that's just ruined our tips. We both picked Pak. Well done, Diasco Little Siwan, for signing somebody and telling us later. But it's glad that Hada Ali's in town. That's for sure.
Shehryar Khan, 5-4 to follow up his 50. What a great game for him. Player of the match, I believe, and in some form. Someone to keep an eye on.
I'm glad when he's in form, he's right on the cusp of the national team. I love watching him bowl. He's obviously got himself back into a bit of form with bat and ball. Coming up, what else have we got? 28th of December out at PKVR Park, the SEC Lancers versus the Diasco Little Siwan Sky Warriors, where we both picked the Sky Warriors in this one because they were going to win this easy.
Upset of the year, I'm calling it.
Unbelievable.
It's one of the upsets of the year.
I don't know how this happened.
I tell you what happened. Lancers finally scored above 100. That's all they had to do, really.
Apparently.
They scored 139 for 7 or 35 overs. They've been struggling with the bat this year, but this time, thanks to Tanmay Bijur, they actually had a score on the board. Tanmay's 59 being the highest score, and the bowlers rallied around that. Asad Ashfaq taking a couple of wickets. Nitesh Talwar Jeevan, 4 for 38 in his 7 overs. 2 wickets for Kambots Nalan as well. And they bowled out the Sky Warriors with Munir Dar getting a duck. 96 all out.
Shocking. Shocking result.
This show the Sky Warriors batting a bit reliant on Ares and Munir, perhaps?
Yeah. 28th of December. Also, HKUCC versus the Diaspora Little Siwan CC Strikers. What did we do? I picked HKU, you picked the Strikers, and I was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, again, my inside knowledge, I do play for HKU, but we were really short. We called upon 27 players in order to find an 11. So it was not easy. We were well short players. Strikers came in full strength. They're a good-looking team. Krishna Kota, I'm not going to say his last name. I know Krishna very well. He'll be okay with that. 116 of 99 balls. He was incredible with the bat. None of our other batters could get past 11.
Oh, if I knew my mate Mangal Rana was playing for the Strikers, I would have picked them.
Yeah, Mangal Rana was playing.
He's one of my favourites. We have a chat on morning leagues.
He does play a lot of league cricket. So Manu Mishra taking 4 for the Strikers. They bowled really well. Krishna scored 116. The rest of our batting lineup scored 61. 178 was probably around par, but we were a bit thin on bowling. We gave away 32 extras. They batted well. Mangal Rana, 44 of 30. And they got there with 4 wickets and 5 overs to spare.
Okay, let's move on to the next game, which is CCC Jinsung versus USRC Lions. This was out of PKVR Park. I am always backing in my Jinsung this year, unlike last year where they were quite terrible. And the Lions, and so the Jinsung opted to bat. They did well in their 35, 2-8. That's a pretty good score out of PKVR.
Elliot Andrews.
Yeah, hello.
Flying back in to Hong Kong, smacking 118 of 88.
That's an angry Elliot Andrews.
Yeah, probably had a bad flight or something.
208 total, 118 off the bat of Elliot Andrews.
90 runs from the rest of the batters. And then Anton Bunton backs it up with a fifer. 5 for 25 to bowl the USRC Lions out for 182.
Hello. Veermathur's playing for Jinsa.
Yeah, Veermathur.
I did not know that.
Hong Kong Cricket Club juniors play everywhere.
I know, but I've not seen his name in the Jinsung lineup before. They might have been a bit short. He came out there and got a 35, the youngster. Good on the lad. Good win to Jinsung. I picked Jinsung. You did not.
Yeah, I've been for the Lions. I didn't know Elliot Andrews was flying back in town, to be fair.
Well, and an angry one it was too. Up the hill at HKCC, the Nomads versus the Sky Warriors, who are a bit yo-yo-y at the moment. Yeah. After that loss, I still picked them because I didn't know they were going to lose and then win, but they did get over the line against the Nomads.
Yeah, this is a game where everything clicked for the Sky Warriors. They opted to field first, which is probably a smart move on a fresh wicket. And they got early wickets. Aras Dar bowling at some pace. I haven't seen him bowl this quick before.
Oh, I saw him down here before Christmas, and I went, ooh, he's really picked up a yard or two.
He has, and he only bowled 3 overs, which suggests he's still working on his fitness. But he took 2 wickets in those 3 overs with a new ball, and then Pardeen Shah nipped out 3 as well.
I thought he left. I thought Perrin was moving.
Did you? Is he moving?
That's what I was told. He was
around this winter. He was around
certainly
here
playing on the 5th, but I was told that he's leaving town. Anyway, I didn't know that. Picked up a 3-for.
Shehan, your favourite left-arm spinner, 2-for-14 from the youngster, and Munir Dar a wicket as well. Harris 2. So good bowling effort all around. The cheat code scored 53, but no one else could support him.
Yep.
And it was not enough.
You can't
runs.
Cheat code all the time. Sometimes just smash the wrong button and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So the Sky Warriors get the win there.
Munir Dar, another cheat code actually, to be fair. Yeah. 62 of 49.
Player of the match.
Got the
GDB
done.
On January 4. This is Saturday Championship Division 2. The Diaspora Little Siwon Thunder against the Centaurs, who we keep backing in to have a win.
And they keep losing.
And they keep losing.
I'm so disappointed by this one. Centaurs,
so
come on.
Disappointing.
Are they going to the never ever been off of this?
They have to. I mean, they just cannot keep doing this.
These are close losses. They only lost this game by 11 runs. They got 100 noble losses.
There's no noble losses. There's
losses.
Only noble wins. You can't.
They bowled the Thunder out for 158.
Second place is this first loser, mate. And Centaurs are in the first loser bin because they cannot win. 158 at GDP.
Should chase that,
right? Should chase that and get bowled out in the final over.
They batted more overs than the opposition did, and they still couldn't get the runs.
Which would just be really bad on net run rate.
Yeah, Pranch Kalathia took 6-for-28 in the 7 overs, bowled really well for Little Siwon, so shout out to the youngster.
6-for.
Does he bowl left-arm spin?
No idea. Moving on to Sunday Elite Division 1. That was up the hill at HKCC. The Tony Turner's up against the Wanderers. We both backed in the Wanderers because they were going to win this in a canter, and it was a shellacking.
The Wanderers short on numbers due to the Christmas holidays. Little Siwon reinforced by Heather Ali,
who
came out, scored 78, top score for the game. Ehsan Khan 68, Tony Turner's 251. Adil Mahmood a 5-for, including one of the best cotton bowls you'll see this season.
I saw it on your social media. It's just a big snag.
Wonderful catch. If you haven't seen it yet, hop onto the Hong Kong Cricket Club Instagram. There's a little highlight on the homepage. You can click on the highlight and one of those cotton balls will show up there. So, wonderful cotton ball. Wonderful
in a team that got bowled out for 164 and the Tony Turners win by 87. Basically, what had Ali scored.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, let's move on.
Siwon, though, they're looking stronger now than they did in the Premier League because they've got Tanvir back, they've got Heather. Munir's playing all these games. They're T20, not playing Premier.
The Premier League T20, they are going to be a force to be reckoned
with. I think Munir will come back for that as well.
Bring him on.
It's the end of the season, right?
All right. Well done. We're still in Sunday Elite Division 1 at KCC. It's the Templars versus the Vagabonds. The Vagabonds not having a very good season. And the Templars, which it was a mostly full side, I believe, being on the 5th of January. The Templars just went nuts.
Oh my God.
Have a look at these scores.
The Vagabonds bowling has been on a flogging this season. And it wasn't different here. Ehsas Khan carrying the Hancock Shield form. 122 of 94 balls. Coming in number 5. At number 2, Sunny Bimsari, 107 of 109 balls. And there were still runs there for Chris Carter, who got 93 of 42.
Chris Carter's 93 was too low to make it on the best performances screenshot from Crick Heroes.
Because?
Benny got us 114.
USRC Vagabonds were 25 for 6. Benny Singh came in and he smacked 114 of 88 balls, built a good partnership with Seema Bas, and then just hammered it while the tail stuck around. Wonderful innings from him, completely in vain as they were bowled off 193.
There are no noble losses. And this was a big one. The Templars winning by 206. We both picked the Templars, of course. Is this the final game? Or it should be. The Knights versus the Optimist at PKVR Park. Let's see. Who do we pick? We both picked the Knights.
We're both wrong because the Optimist pulled it out of the bag.
Oh, my God. They got the cheat code in again.
They got the cheat code, but the cheat code wasn't it wasn't the only thing for the going for the optimist. There was a proper team effort there. The Knights bowled out for 253.
You know you're going to break the cheat code if you keep using it in every single game.
I know. At some point, he has to fail.
It breaks. When he completely breaks, then everybody at perhaps Cricket Hong Kong China are going to get very angry at HKCC.
Do you know we had two Christmas games very quickly. We had two Christmas games on the 25th and 26th, or 26th and 27th, and Sahar played in both.
Yeah.
One of them he scored 114 of 38. The other one he scored 96 of 27 or something.
Is this the one you got him out?
Yeah, I got him out. I got the cheat code in my back pocket. Thank you for bringing that up. I wasn't going to bring it up, but now that you mention it.
Yeah, you just happened to bring up the Christmas match that you played in and Sahar played in and, you know, things happen. And I got a wicket. All right, that's enough.
Yeah, it's 114 of 38.
We're done. That was a good one. That's huge. Just before we go into ins and outs.
We didn't talk about the Knights and Opties, but okay.
We can't keep saying Sahal Marvankar.
Aryan Chandramani, 3 wickets at 51. Shout out to him, player of the match. Connor Hickey, 43 not out to seal the chase. Well done, Opties.
There, the Iceman getting player of the match there.
Done.
At the end of all those games, I got 7 right. You got 6 right.
I can't believe you've gotten further in the lead. That's ridiculous.
So you're on 43 and I'm on 56 as we go into ins and outs next.
Ins and outs next. All the upcoming action in cricket in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Dipping time here on the 8 for 52 podcast, ins and outs. And we're going to start with the pod final right here at KCC, where we're recording as usual. KCC Premier up against HKCC Premier. It's the 12th of January, so both teams might still have people away.
I think, seeing that they knew the season calendar at the start of the year, they're going to have all the big guns in town. Right. National players are in town. They've got the series coming up.
This is true.
So I think all the big guns are going to be here.
I've heard, and I'm not saying from who, but I hear that HKCC might have a bit of a bowling lineup issue against what is a packed KCC batting lineup at home. Never tipping against KCC Premier here.
Yeah,
I think we'll be broadcasting.
I think I'll be going to KCC as well. I think it's pretty clear that the team informed them. More experienced, stronger bowling lineup. They've got the win in the Hancock. They got the win in the last time they played in the Plod. Not that HKCC can't win. There's definitely a route to victory there.
If they get through that top order quickly, if KCC bat first and, you know, they get Jamie and Sonny, Bubba out quickly, but then you still got Azaz, you still got Chris. Yep. Got Dan, he's batting well as well. Now, I'm backing in KCC. That'll be live from 9:45 a.m. on Cricket Hong Kong YouTube and also KCC YouTube. Are we going to be nice and send you a link for KCC?
No one's offered. I don't know if the software can do. We'll find out.
We can. It's just whether I want to. We'll see. It'll be definitely on at least 2 YouTube channels come Sunday morning. Sunday Elite Division 2 game going on also the same day. This is over at Mission Road. The Brahmas versus the Infidels. Wow.
I think I'm going to go at India Club for this. Infidels might be missing Mo Khan, who might be in the Premier squad. They'll definitely be missing Atiq.
I think they'll be missing both.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with India Club. I think India Club are a pretty good team.
Absolutely. I mean, no Premier League games this year for Niaz Ali, for Imran Arif. They've got Anker.
They've got Anas. Yeah. I think he's back in town as well. Anas will be playing, so they've got quality in that team.
Yeah, because I can never remember which teams Anas plays for. Yeah. He plays for so many. I'm going India Club with a depleted Infidels, but the Infidels very likely will be at an upset there anyway. they are in some good form. Even when they don't have Atiq and Mo, they still win.
True.
Hong Kong Cricket Club on
the 12th.
Yes, Sunday Elite Division 2 as well. The Dragons versus the Opties.
I'm going to go for the Opties for this. They won't have the cheat code, but I think they've got enough quality in that team. The Dragons will be full strength, though. It's going to be a very good game.
Yeah, it's a chance for the Dragons to get back on the winning board, but I don't think they're going to do it up the hill. So I will go Opties as well after we tipped against Opties before, didn't we? Or did we tip for them and they lost?
We tipped against them and they won. So.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll both go Opties. Mission Road, what have we got here? Sunday Championship Division 1. Nomads versus the Lions.
Your pick first. Who do you think's got this one?
Nomads, Lions. Nomads.
Nomads. You know why?
Go on.
Cheat code.
You're going to break him. I'm telling you now, you're going to break the poor fella. I know he's only 22 or 23, but you can't keep playing him 7 days a week. Okay?
It's like it's his last Saturday game.
Yeah.
Heard that before.
Yeah,
because once he plays the Prem final, then he'll be Prem tied, and then he can't go back to Saturday. So I think the Nomads will send him off for the win.
Saturday teams is going to be happy about that. Saturday Championship Division 1. This one is also at... Hang on, this is on the 11th. So there's a Saturday, we're on 11th.
Yeah, the Nomads are heading out to Mission Road.
Yeah. This one's up the hill. Yeah. Gap Ramblers versus the Tartars, who came off a nice big win.
The Ramblers are also a good team and in good form. It's going to be very tough, but I have to
back
the Ramblers on home turf, I guess. It's home turf advantage. They're still a strong team. They beat the Nomads, even though the Nomads didn't have
to. The Tartars are going to get angry at me, but I'm going the Gap Ramblers as well on this one. For home ground advantage. GDB on the 11th. This is Saturday Championship Division 2. HKUCC versus PAC Championship.
Another pick I'll be very happy to get wrong. I'm thinking this is PAC's game to lose, and they should be embarrassed if they lose this, because they've come down, they've got all the guns, they've got Tariq Nawaz Malik.
But they do lose. That's the point. Yes. They've lost two at least they should have smashed.
And that's what I believe as HK. That's what we're looking at. We know they can lose.
Nah.
But I'm still going to say they're the favourites. So we're going to pick
PAC. HKU did me in. I'm not picking them again. Hey, PAC to win that one. Saturday Div 2 at Cam 10.
This is tough.
Yes. Look, I am going Craig and Gow.
You've put Centaurs officially in the never ever been.
Not in the never ever been. They're in the they're teetering, and I feel like this is going to be one that Hung Seah are going to get snatch it, because I mean it's a neutral ground.
It's come thin.
Yeah, so it's not Centaurs' home ground, and it's Hung Seah's home ground.
I'm going to give Centaurs one last support.
Maybe this is what they need. Maybe they need me to stop tipping them.
Yes.
And maybe they'll have a win.
And we need a point of difference on this so I can get ahead. So I'm going Centaurs.
Okay. Well, we could tip differently on the next one.
No.
Final game of the round, Saturday Championship Div 2, right here at Kowloon Cricket Club. It's the Laguna Gully up against the Kowloon Cricket Club Saracens.
I shouldn't laugh. The Saracens are trying. They're not a bad team.
They're incredibly trying.
But Laguna is a very good team.
They try my patience. We're both going with Laguna Gully. Yes. There it is. That's this weekend's games. Get around Hong Kong and have a look if you can get out. Otherwise, a lot of them will be online. But they're all the games for this week.
And now it's time for My Story, where the superstars of cricket come in and tell us their story.
Oh, yes, My Story this week. And holy moly, Nitesh, you've got a big scoop.
I have indeed. Our guest today is the new captain of the Hong Kong Men's China team. He made his debut for Hong Kong 2022. He's already the third highest wicket taker for Hong Kong in T20Is. And he can bat. And he's your favorite cricketer, Bushi.
Yes, it's true.
It's Yasim Murtaza. Yasim, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
So good to have you here, Yasim. Firstly, congratulations on becoming captain of the Hong Kong.
That's massive.
Team.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to it.
We would like to talk more about the captaincy, but let's... Since it's my story, get the start of your story. How did you get involved with cricket? When did you start playing? When you first pick up a bat and a ball?
Oh, it's going to be a long journey to be. If I start speaking from the start, it's, I think 3-4 hours might be not enough for this podcast. Yeah.
We'll chop it up. Yeah. So, where were you born and when did you start playing cricket?
I was born in Pakistan, the city called Sialkot. You know that Sialkot is most famous to making sports good. So, yeah.
They made one as well. Like, they made you.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you grew up in Pakistan in a town that where probably everybody was playing cricket. Did you start playing just with your friends or was it school?
Basically, my oldest brother, they used to play like kind of social cricket, right? So I just go with them. I was really, really young, like 8, 9, 10-year-old kid. Yeah. So... I was trying to help them to bring them a water or something, you know. So it was funny story to be honest. So one day they were missing one player, right? So they said, okay, you can field for inside of him. So I went to field. So that ball came to me. I don't know how that ball stuck in my hand to be honest. And that was excellent catch. So there's the one person who was watching that game. He was a professional cricketer around that time. So he saw me taking that catch. So there he is. So he saw me taking that catch. So he said, the way you took the catch, you look like you got a good future in cricket, because as you know, if you are a professional cricketer, so someone does good thing in front of you, so you suddenly catch that thing. So he came to me, he said, what do you do? I said, I'm just reading at the moment. So he speak to my oldest brother. He said that this kid, the way he catch the ball, I think he can play cricket in future. So anyway, he just threw the ball at me. He said, just bowl at me. So I don't know what spin that time. I just hold the ball like that, the way spinner hold the ball. So I just hold it and throw it to that person.
So you are a natural spinner from... Yeah. We see so many people that were speedsters as a junior and then they turn into a spinner. You were a spinner from 8 years old.
Honestly, I don't know what was spin that time. So I just throw the ball at him. So he goes, oh, he's a left arm. I don't know what his left arm spin is. So he said, he spoke to my brother. He said, can you send him to my academy?
Oh, wow.
So my brother goes, no. My dad gonna shout at me. He's a like 9-10 year old kid. How can I send it to the academy at that age, especially when you go to school with your oldest brother? So anyway, he said, okay, every morning I came here for practice, the place called Sialko Stadium. Will you able to bring him for a practice with you, with my oldest brother? So he goes, yeah, okay, I can do that, but not every day, like two or twice or three times a day. So I start going with my brother on that academy. So I start bowling a spin, which I know what a spin is. That time I didn't know that. I just kind of throw the ball that time. So, yeah.
Was it the same slow pace that you've got now, or you're bowling a bit quicker?
To be honest, I think the pace what I'm bowling at the moment, same pace that time as well.
Same speed.
Yeah.
No break if it works.
Were you doing any batting as well, or is it just concentrating on bowling?
Just concentrating on... Basically, I don't know that time what is bowling. Basically, I was really enjoying to grab a hard ball. So I just go, I wake up every morning, wake my brother up. So, okay, he's going to take me to the cricket field, to that stadium. So this is that time I start playing cricket, just as a kind of social cricket.
That's where it all started. You ended up playing, I think, age group cricket because your profile says that you've played for the rest of Pakistan under 19.
Yeah. So that... In 1999 to 2000, so there is a club game in same city. The other team from city called Rawalpindi. So I went to watch that game. So I start bowling, big tough bowling that time. So he's that person who is my actually coach in my whole life. His name is Asif Bajwa. He run the academy in Rawalpindi. So he saw me, then he spoke to my brother, my father. He came to my home. So he just goes like, just give me this kid. Honestly.
Just give me this kid.
Yeah. So, of course. So
you had to move to Rawalpindi?
Yeah, in 2000, I moved to Rawalpindi. So basically, I was studying in Sialkot that time. So that person got a cricket academy plus school as well. So he spoke to my family, my father, my brother. He said, just give me this kid. One day you will be proud of him.
Oh, wow.
So I wasn't mature enough that time. Whatever my parents, my brother take a decision, I have to obey that decision. So that's it. Then when that person left, then my brother, my father, everyone sit together. My mother especially, she said, no, I'm not going to send my kid to the other city, to be honest.
Of course. Yeah.
As a like 11, 10-year-old, this is not going to happen. But my brother and my father convinced my mother.
Is your dad a big cricket fan?
Yeah, he is. But in 20-25 years of my career, he never came to watch my cricket.
He just watches
in the
TV.
Ground. Uh-huh. They always watch on the TV. Yeah. So, yeah, they agree to send me to Rawalpindi, where I... had admission at boarding school, so other school as well. So that person, he didn't charge just a single penny for boarding school, my food and everything. He said, I will look after this kid. Basically, that person who live in Rawalpindi, he was born in Sialkot, brought up in Sialkot, but he got a business in Rawalpindi, which is education. So he have a school, he have a boarding school. So he spoke to my family, said, no, I'm not going to charge anything from you guys. But I know what this kid going to do in the future. So anyway, I was moved to Rawalpindi that time. So every second week I go back to see my family. Sometimes my family come over to Rawalpindi to meet me. So this is how this journey started.
So you grew up as a cricketer from a young age. You were training every day, playing regularly. At what point were you ever on the Pakistan national team radar?
Yeah, basically I started playing cricket from under 13. Yeah. First time I played under 13 from Rawalpindi, then under 15, under 19. So gradually I just increased my cricket while performing in the ground. Yeah. So I was played in 19 against West Indies.
Oh, wow.
So I was captain of Pakistan in 19 that time.
Oh, fantastic.
So that time, you know, Karen Pollard, Russell, I think these are the players they representing West Indies that time.
They came to Pakistan?
They came to Pakistan.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was the captain of Pakistan.
I'm going to keep going on to it to find the point. So by under-19s, were you also batting?
It's a very funny incident. I always bat like as a young kid, like 8, 9, 10, 11. So there's a one club game in Rawalpindi. We need 8 run in 2 balls. So there's a left-arm spinner bowling that time. So that same coach, that person who I asked you, his name is Asif Bajwa. He said, okay, it's left-arm spin bowling. Yasim, you go. I said, there's three. I never speak to, because I was very scared from him. I just speak to myself, there's few more batters where they send me to bat. So somehow, I don't know how I manage him, I hit a 2 fours in 2 balls.
And so, and a legend became, a left-arm spinner became an all-rounder.
That movement, he said, now, I think you got a much control in a bowling, so now you need to work on your batting. So after that, I was under 14, 15 year old that time. So then I start do batting as well in the training. But I still get scared some of time. But when I played under 19, so that time I consider myself as a batter.
Oh, wow.
So in the under-19s game against West Indies, you weren't batting 9 or 10 or 11, right? You were middle order by then, or did they put you in as
basically, opener? If you see that game on Google, yeah. I scored 62 against West Indies on that game. I was batting in 6 or 7 that time. I took 2 wickets. When I went to the bat, I scored 62 with the bat as well.
Okay.
So, and I start getting mature cricket-wise as well that time. Then I realized now, if I want to stay in the circle, I have to do ball and bat as well.
I've got the scorecard here.
Yeah.
Some of those names in that team. Shama, Brooks, Kieran Pollard, Andre Fletcher. Sunil Narine was playing in that game.
I didn't know that.
Himar Roach was playing in that game. That's incredible. Only lost by 36 runs. So you were already clearly in this setup. I think at some point you knew you were going to be a professional cricketer.
Yeah.
At what point did you actually make cricket your career? When did you graduate into first-class cricket and professional club?
Once I start playing under 19, then I have to be clear by myself now. From now, I have to become a professional cricketer. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're 13, 14, 15-year-old, so you know you doing cheeky things, running away from the training all the time, which is most of the kids do. So once I came to the 19 setup, then I speak to myself now. From now, I become a professional cricketer. So, you know, in any profession, you have to do a lot of sacrifice.
Yeah.
So, which I did, a lot of sacrifice in my whole career, to be honest.
You play most of your games for these corporate teams, such as Pakistan Television.
Yeah.
And Federal Areas Leopards.
Basically, they play first-class cricket in like Rawalpindi, like straight cricket. So end of the tournament, they pick like 50 players. So they pick from 4 teams from the whole Pakistan. So Islamabad Leopard, one of them. So I ending up playing for that team.
What were they? 50 over matches?
50 over matches, yeah.
So it was like a precursor to like the IPL or the Pakistan League, but just a longer format.
Yeah, 50 over. And if you see those stats, so we got a really good team. Like Shoaib Akhtar was our captain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I think I play one tournament under Shoaib Akhtar. So I ending up 250s at in five games. Like I scored 250 or above 50 runs in two games.
What is Shoaib Akhtar like in the nets?
Oh, man.
I imagine he bowls at 20 yards.
The other good thing, he that time he wants to come back from Pakistan. Before, I think he played against Australia that time. So that time is really good, heavy pressure on him. So he have to play all that tournament.
Oh.
So we got lost in the final. But that time, oh my God. I was standing in the slip that time. So wicket keeper was standing on the circle. So as a first slip, he's standing, of course, I was standing on second slip. So first slip, he have to stand outside
the circle.
So I am ending up standing on the circle.
No ball. 17 people outside the circle.
Oh my God.
The fielders are too deep.
Yeah. Thank God he is in our team.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't want to be batting against that. So you've had this wonderful professional career. I mean, just going through your stats, you've got 74 first-class games, 74 List A games. You've got 100 in each format. Bowling average of 30 in first class, over 100 wickets, nearly 100 in List A, 97. That could soon change. So you've got this wonderful professional career for Pakistan. At what point do you decide that to leave Pakistan, and how do you come about coming to Hong Kong?
Basically, there was an incident in 2016-17. I got to break my ankle. So that's the time I have, when I recovered that. I recovered from that injury. So I said, I think I won't be able to play any more professional cricket.
Oh, wow.
The thing is, as a first class, if you want to play first class cricket, which is 4 day, so you need a lot of fitness.
Yep.
So that ankle really hit me hard after that. So once I recovered from that, I didn't play first class cricket, but I was in their setup. So when I go to the ground, after a few days, I speak to myself, now, is 4 day cricket not my cup of tea anymore? So that time I decided to quit.
Is that when you got into maybe some coaching? I know you have coaching qualifications.
Yeah. Basically, that's Tanvir Afzal from PSCC. He keep asking me to come to Hong Kong even before that, since 2010-11.
Oh, wow.
So I was playing regular first-class cricket. I play...
How did you know Tanvir?
He also part of that academy where from Rotorua. Yeah.
Oh, so you grew up playing cricket together?
Yeah.
It always comes back to somebody. Yeah. It's Tanvir this time.
Exactly. So basically, he's the one.
Yeah, just nagging you constantly for years, and eventually you said yes?
Of course.
So this was shortly after you retired from first-class cricket that you decided to move to Hong Kong?
To be honest, I haven't... retired from first class cricket when I came to Hong Kong first year.
Okay.
So he spoke to me, he said, look, if you not feel comfortable playing first class cricket, so you can think about it. That offer still on. So that time I play for franchise called a bank called National Bank, United Bank Limited. We got a really good team that time. Like Unison was our captain.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, anyway. When I got an offer from him, I go to the coach and coaching staff. So I tell them straight away. There's one other funny story. Before that meeting, we have a team meeting in Pakistan. He said, look, next first class season for 4 months, not a single person allowed to go somewhere else on these 4 months because of first class cricket. So next day I receive a call from Tanvir. So I said, how can I speak to my coaches and manager and everyone? We just had a meeting 2 days ago. I'm not allowed to go anywhere. So I couldn't sleep that night. So next day I went for a training. I speak to my manager and coaching staff, everyone. I said, look, I want to speak to you guys. So he said, okay, you can speak with us after the training. We did training. After that, I go to their office, everyone there. So I tell them the truth, whatever. I said, look, this is the offer I got from Hong Kong. So as you know, if I moved there, I played enough cricket for first class cricket for last nearly 14 years. So I think this is really good opportunity for me. So I want to take it. So there goes, we just had a meeting two days ago. Nobody allowed to go anywhere else. So the good thing is you telling us the truth, where you been through. So one of the coach, he asked me, he said, look, first thing, don't think he given you a benefit. Basically, you are good enough. That's why they guys want you. If you are good enough, that's why we sign you as well. So, okay. Pakistan team was on a tour. Muhammad Nawaz, he also played for UBL. So they're supposed to be come back next day. When after 2 days, we have a first class game start. He said, look, if he came back tomorrow, then you can go to Hong Kong. We allow you to go Hong Kong for 6 months. You go there, have a look, 6 months, how you feel. After 6 months, let us know what you're going to do. Are you going to stay here? Just send us a design.
So to confirm, this was 2017. 17.
Yes.
Tanvir calls you across.
Yeah.
You come.
Yeah.
Do you go straight and play for PACC?
Yeah.
Okay. Straight into the PACC.
Exactly.
Setup. I see. Tanvir gets his man in 2017, which gives you what? Two, maybe three seasons before everything shut down?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway,
just so you qualified.
I moved to Hong Kong. I gave them a call after 6 months. He said, look, I think I have a good future here. So I just want to resign. So, you know, same person, same coaching staff. So he said, how long you been playing for UBL? I said, 4 years. He goes, look, we don't accept your resign. You're going to get your whole year's salary.
Oh, wow.
So you can stay there. This is your reward, which you've been doing for UBL for last 3-4 years. So we don't accept your resign. So we can carry your salary, whatever your salary getting from the UBL. So they gave me a whole year salary.
Wow, that's
even I didn't play for UBL that year.
Well, that's because you're not allowed to resign. So you come here. So you're now in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
When you came across, were you just thinking about playing for PACC, or was it immediately on your mind, I could get into the Hong Kong team?
To be honest, I was thinking I just want to play for PACC that time. Because as you know, if you don't play competitive cricket for 3 years, so you won't feel comfortable. So after when I qualify for Hong Kong, so to be honest, I don't want to play competitive cricket that time because of my fitness. So, you know, Trent Johnston, he had a meeting with me at Mission Road.
Mm.
He goes, you have qualified, we send you documents and everything. We want you to play.
Yeah.
So I just stand in front of him like this. I said, look, Trent, I have been playing professional cricket from last 20 years. So I think I'm not enough to play for any competitive cricket. Because that time, you know, you have to do 20K for 22 minutes with lifting that much weight, blah, 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 which is really hard for me that time, to be honest. So he goes, look, just join the setup. So improve your fitness slow by slow, day by day. So he was really helping me that time.
I was actually going to mention it later on, but seeing you here in front of us, if it's audio so people can't, it's the fittest I've ever seen you look. Mm-hmm. You look like you're in peak position. Like, from all the time I've been watching you play cricket for Hong Kong or in Hong Kong, this is the fittest I've ever seen you, and now you're the captain. So you've sort of peaked on both,
of
right?
Of course. You know, any profession, you have to give your best. You know, there's no place for hide.
Mm.
Once you hide from things, those things always follow you.
Mm. And I think over the pandemic, everybody never got out.
Yeah.
Because it's the same. I think I said the same thing to Bubba. When he came on the podcast, I think, you're the fittest I've ever seen you look, because I saw you during the pandemic and it was a big unit. Now it was a big fit unit, just like you.
So after that, I said, okay. So I started playing, rid of bad food from my diet. You know, this is what we do most of the time when you don't play cricket, you haven't got any, you think, I haven't got any future in cricket. So after that meeting, I think, okay, if he's have want me to play and he want me to help, so I have to help myself as well. So I gradually rid off all the bad habits from my life. I try to, you know. So I start...
I like how you looked at me. I have all the world's bad habits.
You've got a tea today, a little bit healthy.
So...
Only at the moment.
Yeah, so then I start playing cricket again, to start my training, gym session and everything. So I think today I lift one of the highest weight in my whole career in my cricket, which today just happened.
So you're the fittest now than you've been in your entire career.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
Well, it's a good time to do it. And we've got so much cricket coming up.
Exactly.
And the one thing we'll touch on just quickly before we talk about what's coming up for you guys as captain. In domestic, you don't captain.
No.
Tanvi is the captain.
Yeah.
So how are you finding now that you're the captain of the Hong Kong China team? I mean, have you learnt lessons from Tanvi and your team in Rawalpindi and all those? Or are you bringing your own style?
I did do captains a lot of time back in Pakistan, even when I was played.
Well, under 19.
And not talking about Pakistan 19. When I play for Rawalpindi 19, I was captain 3 years consistent.
Okay.
So we were winning 3 trophies in 3 years in a row.
So you're bringing the Rawalpindi style of captaincy.
That time. So I got that job after a few years. So hopefully we ending up a good result again.
Should be good. You've got a big year coming up. So you've already had a big few years. You've been traveling nonstop. But now it continues shortly after. You've got the ICC Challenge League B.
Yes.
Like number two. I know we have the All-Star Scheme series coming up next week and those squads have not yet been announced, but in the lead-up, is there anything you're looking forward to in the team? Is there any new dynamic that we can see coming forward? Anything you want to try?
We don't want to be giving Uganda and Italy and Singapore tips here. Okay? They're all going to be listening to the podcast, so don't give too much away.
The thing is, on a day, whoever team play good cricket, he's ending up winning that game. But the way we're training at the moment, to be honest, everyone fit, which is good for any team, and everyone working hard in the gym. Even you can see outside people doing one-to-one bowling as well. So we've been working really hard. Boys are really looking forward, and especially home advantage. Hopefully we put up a good show.
So before ICC, you've got the Tri Nations. Which is Bahrain, Uganda, Hong Kong, is that correct?
I think Bahrain and Uganda.
Yeah, okay. Not confirmed yet, but that's what we believe.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a nice warm-up as well. We saw Haider Ali from Bahrain here at KCC today.
Yeah, he moved to Hong Kong like 2 weeks back.
I found this out just before we started recording.
Really?
I didn't know. Nobody told me. I was away on holidays in Australia all of a sudden. But Bahrain's Haider Ali.
Yeah, he's a good. This is a really good move for Little Saigon. Since they having had their rally on a board, they're winning few games in a row.
Yeah, they
even they beat us in a two-day game.
Yes, they did. Natasha and I just talked about that earlier in Outs and Ins, and we both picked PACC.
Yeah.
What?
You know, this is happen everywhere in the world. The thing is, when you sign a good player, let's say the 10 players, they want to compete that person. You know? So those things really help you to increase your game.
At least it went 2 innings, unlike the rubbish up the hill.
To be honest, credit cards to Little Saigon, they bowl really well, to be honest. And
Then credit to them, I suppose. Exactly. They would both pick PACC. So you've got the internationals, you've got the ICC Challenge.
Yeah.
Then I think there's a T20 Tri-Nations quadrangular series coming up March.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
I think it's still in the works then. I might have to edit this bit out. I get myself in so much trouble on this podcast.
You put me in a trouble.
Trust me, I'll be getting the WhatsApps, not you. Anyway, but you're also going to be doing domestic coming back after the ICC. What's the plans for the team after the... There's obviously another round as well now. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
So round three, we don't know?
We don't know yet where that is.
I think this is what I heard from the people. I think they're all in Tanzania, 2026. I don't know when was that.
That'll be another year wait. So after we finished off with the internationals for this season, you'll be back doing domestic. Yeah. And
I think we have a T20 All-Star as well after that.
There's a T20 All-Star.
Yeah. There's a few club games left.
T20 to come. So much cricket left.
Exactly. Long season to go. There's so much going on. And I guess now we're approaching the end of the half hour. We're looking forward to the future. You are now the captain of the team. This is your first stint.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring up the retirement word, but how many more years do you see you have giving to Hong Kong cricket? Because we'd obviously like you to play for another 10 years. But, of course, keeping your fitness in mind.
Well, yeah, he's got Essien in his team.
That's right.
I mean, if Essien's still playing, no, Yotsin's got years.
To be honest, I start hiding myself in the ground, better we start playing cricket that time. As long as I don't hide myself, I always stand fielding in a hot spot, which is slip point. So, yeah.
So it's the Shiroi Vasha theory on retirement. Once you can't see the ball coming at your head,
then it's probably dangerous.
No.
But at the speed you bowl, you're not going to get exhausted.
Exactly.
The slowest bowler in all of international cricket. The only person I know on the planet that bowls slower than you is me.
Really?
He's inspired by you.
I am. Left arm, round the wicket. This is why you're my hero, because when I got to Hong Kong, I was watching cricket. So many people like Dan Pascoe bowls left arm, then bats right-handed. I'm like, come on, you're a lefty. There's so many of them. And then you turn up and you bowl left arm, and then you go out there and you smash it left hand. And I'm like, yay, there's one of us.
The thing is, once you come to the slow ball, if you see from outside, it looks really slow, to be honest. So once you bat against me, then you feel how slow is ball coming.
Yeah.
To be honest.
One day we'll go down the nets. We'll compare speeds. We'll get the radar.
Bowling those slow balls, I have a 20-25 years experience behind that.
You're a master. I am a master of disaster. We love watching you.
This is what I've been doing back in Pakistan as well. Even at T20, you know, same. I know my line of length. I read the condition well. Mm. So I think as a bowler,
that's what you can see when you're watching on the broadcast. Well, exactly. It's not the same ball every time. It's a different ball.
Exactly.
And they don't know what's
coming. As a fast bowler, you can swing at the batters if batter give you rash shot. So as a spinner, you know, just try to protect yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And rid of your
you
own.
Miss, hit, you're out.
Exactly. So because I can't swear, I'll just give him a bad words after missing a batters because I'm a spinner.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have any aggression. If batter have aggression more than me, then I will be in trouble.
Yeah. Are you saying you're not going to be an aggressive captain? You're a placid captain?
Depends on the condition, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll watch it and see. We'll be fine. You're out there, you're just always smiling like you are now on the podcast. That's got to be sort of uplifting to the team.
Yeah.
And finally, of course, looking forward, you are involved with coaching at Parks Association, you are now the captain of the team. Any youngsters you see coming through the system that we should keep an eye for or that you have been impressed by?
There is one batter in PSEC, Hafiz Khan. Mm-hmm. If you see his stat this year.
Oh, yes. We see that. Every time we do the podcast, he's outstanding.
Grew up as a cricketer very quickly, to be honest. He's a good fielder. He always wanted to field in a hot spot. He never missed the training. He do his 5K every week by himself. You know, he really look after his fitness as well. So there is one other player from KCC, Samad Khan. He looks like a good prospect in the future for Hong Kong.
I cannot argue with both of those just at the end of last year, I was talking to somebody in broadcast and we were just talking about how soon are we going to see Hafiz in the Hong Kong China lineup.
Yeah.
And then Samad goes across to Nepal, and while all the other batters fail, he's out there getting a 50. So he's a superstar.
And he's a left-handed, so that's right.
Another one of my heroes.
But he bowls right-handed.
But he bowls right-handed.
No way.
It kills me.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Yasem. You know you must be a busy man with a busy year coming up. It's been wonderful talking to you.
It's my pleasure.
We wish you the best of luck in the tournaments to come.
Thanks, Captain.
Cheers. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, boys. Thanks so much. Always denied entry by the English gentry. Now we're driving Bentleys, playing
2020. It's time for the women's cricket wrap. And joining us as always, Tammy Chu. Good afternoon to you.
Hi.
Right, we've got lots of games to get through. The tipping tally was Tammy 22, Aaron 23 to start this one. 8 games we've got to do.
Yep.
First game we're going to have a look at is Craig and Gower, Fung Wong up against your team, the Willow Wilders.
Yes. So Fong Wong was sent to batting first. Again, Amy Lyde, captain, got a good score, 22 not out.
Almost a run a ball.
Getting 60 runs.
In their 10 overs,
The 10 overs. And then...
Lemon.
Opening with Lemon and Maya, and then they chase it down in 5.5 over.
Was this the one you broadcast, and Nitesh? Yeah, I remember watching.
Yes,
I remember watching Lemon and Maya bat this one. I watched online, as I do, because I'm a cricket tragic. Yeah. Well done to them. Got the score up easy, 5.5 overs. So we both got the tip there. The next game, the Diamonds versus the Cavaliers. Why don't I have a score for this one?
Because both of them don't have enough players.
Wow.
And we are playing like a friendly game with like Willows, Carves.
Could have played a Sixers.
Fong Wong instead, yeah.
So oh, okay.
Having so fun up there.
Who, if neither team had enough players, who forfeited it?
Well, then better ask HKCC. What's your decision? Who sent the forfeit first?
I'm assuming Cavaliers get the win just because you want to rig the table. But if they both didn't turn up, they should both get no points. That's just my little thing. Another one here, USRC Eagles versus Lantau Ladies. I cannot find a score for this one, Tammy.
Me neither. But I just asked the captain and the coach and then they said, yeah, we won the game. And that's what
So we have to take Lantau Ladies' word for it that they won the game. Apparently they scored on paper. So there's no record of this win apart from the captain of Lantau Ladies saying, yeah, we won. Yeah. All right, we both picked Lantau Ladies on that one. Moving on. The Maidens versus the Divas. Now, you went rogue and picked the Maidens on this one.
Yes.
And they got 55 for 5. Not bad in their 10 overs at PKVR.
Yep.
But top score of 11 from Zara, Heather. But it was chased down and went all the way into the 10th over here from the Divas. Getting their 56 they needed, just two wickets down.
Yeah, and you didn't tell me Yasmin's not playing.
Well, I didn't know at the time either. I'm just telling you now. I do know whether she's playing this week when we do the tips coming up, and I'm not telling you whether she's playing or not. No. But so player of the match there, Uda Nathada, with a 2 for 9, and that's a good win to the Divas. Another one I didn't get a score on, the Serendip Lionesses versus the Wasps.
Well, I believe Serendip Lioness forfeit the game, right?
Okay. That's usually what happens.
Yes.
So the Wasps get the win. We take that one. Next game was Link Fireflies versus the USRC Eagles. We both went with the Fireflies, and it was a wise decision. They opted to bat, and they batted well.
Yep. Well, each of them got some score and then put up like 77 for 2 after 10 overs. That's a great one. And then
Eagles did well. They only lost the one wicket, but couldn't quite
get
there.
One of their players got like 25 runs.
Yeah, they did. But Marianne Pedroso from the Eagles was the top scorer of the day, but wasn't enough, and the Fireflies get the win. Next game, India Club Velocity versus the SCC Pinay. Both of us going with Velocity, and bang! Velocity went bang.
Yes, Venzi again, getting like a crazy 82 runs.
How do we get Chowdhury into the system? Parod Vansey only has one name. I don't know her surname is Chowdhury, but she's always just Vansey, and she's always player of the match Vansey because she's always amazing. 82 off 36. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And then that's, put up like 133 runs in 10 overs.
That's ridiculous. Pinay in reply, just 59, so Velocity win by 74. I've got to ask you, Tammy, you'd know more than I would. Is Vansey Chowdhury on the radar of the Hong Kong China women's team at the moment? Because she is in every single report we do.
I have no idea, actually.
I don't know how old she is.
I didn't manage to watch her play.
I've seen her play because I commentated a KCC Morning League game here where she was playing with the men and she was keeping and she was amazing.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Najib and Jawed?
Jawed, yeah.
Keep your eye on Vansey Chowdhury because she's a talent to get hold of. 82 in a 10-over match is ridiculous. Anyway, we both picked India Club there. Now, the CCC Sunrisers versus the Lantau Ladies. The Sunrisers, of course, my team every year that I expect to win. And they were put into bat by the Lantau Ladies and got 82 for 4. Not a massive score at PKVR.
Yeah, I think it's like a early wickets down in the first few overs. But then Chan Sao Ha managed to stay there and got like 29 runs of 21 balls, put up 82 runs for CCC Sunrisers.
I mean, Lantau's a great side. They got Alish Bakanwal, they got Joylene Gore. But wasn't enough. They just couldn't. They obviously got some bowlers, but they don't have enough in the batting stocks. 46 for 2 in reply. The Sunrisers winning by 39. Okay, your team again. Now we've moved on to January. We're into the 2025 games by now. The Willow Wielders, are you playing this one?
I'm playing on this one.
Okay, the Willow Wielders up against the Lama Roses. The Wielders winning the toss, electing to bat. Good score, 97 for 2.
Yes. Well, we opened with Georgina and Maya, and then they got like 24
was,
and 22
was Lemon
runs.
Not available, or you're just rotating through the players? Cause
yeah, we're rotating through. Give me a chance to bat.
I mean, goodness. I mean, what a team. Look, Lemon, we're going to put you down the order. We're just going to put the under-19 Hong Kong China women's captain in instead. She top scores with 24, Georgina Bradley. Maya again in the runs, 22. I mean, Maya Gardner 2 years ago was just a pace bowler. I mean, now opens the bat and is scoring every week.
Yes.
Who's that third top scorer?
That's me.
Oh, yes. You've made it onto the best performers. Well done. Scored a cheeky 9 to get the score up to 97. The Lama Roses.
Yeah.
Ooh. They batted 8 overs, but they lost all 10 wickets. We don't see that often in T20.
Or out. Emma, 8 overs.
Emma with a fifer?
No, that's not true.
Well, that's what it says on my screen. Player of the match with a 5 for 6 off 2 overs.
That's not true because our scorers was a new scorer and then they put my wicket under Emma's name. So basically, Emma got 4 wickets and I got 2.
Well, we can only take your word for it, but in Cricket Heroes and the Hong Kong China Cricket Hong Kong China app, you've got a 1 for 1 off 1.1. She's got 5 for 6 off 2, but you're saying it's 2 for 1 off 1.1.
So basically, we changed the scorecard bit. So if you look through all the batsmen, I got 2 wickets, but then for the stats.
I can see who the scorer is too. Well, at least who updated it last. That's one of you, HKCC.
That's just his account, but he is not scoring. Okay.
Thank goodness, because Simon's a wonderful man and a very good scorer, he wouldn't have made that mistake. Yeah. Okay, well done. You won that one. The HKCC Diamonds versus the Serendip Lionesses, who actually turned up to a game.
Yes.
Outrageous. Obviously, they got thrashed. No. Diamonds 54 for 2 in 10. And then the Lionesses chased it down inside 7 overs without losing a wicket. So when they turn up, the Lionesses are great.
Yeah, I would say well done to their captain, Sujiva. So basically she bet 29 runs and then bowled with like 5 runs only giving out. So it's a great one. And yesterday when I was training, I told Elvina, I'm going to mention it. Like, if she's not getting a golden duck in the very first ball, Diamonds might have win this game.
Okay, so what you're saying is you need to get Sujiva out with a golden duck. No.
She got Elvina out.
Oh,
with
I
a golden
see.
Duck.
Well, that was impressive. Well done. That should give her a player of the match, and it did. Mm. Well done to the Lionesses for turning up and actually winning. We love it. We both picked the Diamonds, so that was wrong. Lantau Ladies versus Link Fireflies. This is where we went a bit different on the tips. I went with Fireflies, and you went with the Lantau Ladies, and you were correct.
Yes. Well, there's the second game that the Lantau Ladies play on that day, and then still putting up a good performance with Joylene.
Yeah, well, they lost the first one, right?
Yeah, lost the first one
and
to Sunrisers.
And then come out and smash the Fireflies.
Yes.
And again, Joylene Gore, Mahekdeep Gore, all in it. Gurkamal Gore.
Yes.
Now, none of those are related.
Yeah, none of those are related.
But they're all the cores are in the Lantau Ladies, and they fired 82 for 2, and the Fireflies could only manage 52 for 6 in reply. So at the end, we both had the same amount of tips, right? 8 apiece. So at the end of tipping, Tammy on 30, Aaron on 31. Let's go on to this weekend's games. 4 games to get through for T10 out at PKVR Reservoir. If you want to go watch again, it's on Sunday starting at 8 a.m. actually.
8
for the first game, SCC Divas versus the Velocity.
Well, with Vancey there, Velocity going to smash it.
Yep. In Vancey we trust. True. She's the India Club Velocity cheat code.
Yeah.
Next game, Cavaliers versus the Wasps.
If they put out a full team, both of them put out a full team, then Wasps should win.
Well, you'd think so. Hopefully they turn up, the Wasps, because I'm picking them as well. Okay, Eagles versus Sunrisers.
Well, no, Sunrisers.
Well, I like that. That was an easy one to type in. And the final game. Oh, there it is. It's just appeared again. It disappeared. Pine versus the Maidens. This is going to be interesting.
Well, the Pine is the second team of the SEC, right? So
Last time you picked the Maidens, you got robbed because they lost.
Yeah, but I was still go for the Maidens.
Okay. Well, now I can tell you Yasmin is playing.
Okay, that's great.
Because I'm also going for the Maidens. I messaged her last night. I said, are you playing? Because I want to get my tips right against Tammy. There it is, the Women's Cricket Wrap. If you want to go watch the T10 series, it's out at PKVR Reservoir this Sunday. Tammy Chu, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you. Gentlemen and players play Sunday.
Thirty teams, three leagues, Hong Kong's finest. It's Challenge League time.
Botter's favourite time of the week. It's Challenge League time. Natesh, take it away.
Challenge League, there's so many games. So many games. We're just going to go over the scores, not even notable performances, unless a game was really close. So if you won by a large margin and you did well, sorry, we're not going to pay attention to that. Let's start off with the current tally points are I'm on 18, you're on 17, just 1 point in it.
Yeah.
Let's go over the results since the last pod. Division 1, starting off at Indus CC versus CSR HK Frontiers on the 22nd December at GDB. You went for the Frontiers, I went for Indus CC, the establishment Indus CC. You went for the upcoming, recently promoted Frontiers.
Okay, let's move on to the next game.
And lost that one, the Indus winning by 52 runs. Both the Frontiers are 56 after only scoring 108 themselves. All right, big move there. Next one, DCC Caribbeans versus IRC Charlie Bears, also GDB 22nd. Another one, Bushy, that we both got wrong in this one. Unfortunately, another wrong for you, first wrong for me. We both thought the Caribbeans had the quality to get this over, but the Caribbeans had the quality to get it there. So Caribbeans winning by 6 wickets. We picked Charlie Bears, we were wrong. Next, 29th December, Gladiators, Asians United, GDB, Division 1. You went for Arthur's Gladiators. I went for the Asians United, and I was right. The Asians United winning by 12 runs. A pretty close game in the end. 179 play 167. Thank you very much. 2-0. Then we go on. Still in Challenger Division 1, Chingy smashes Indus CC. This was a great game. Chingy smashes getting 138 for 8 and 20 overs and taking Indus CC to the final over. Eventually, it got there over the line with just 3 wickets to spare. Indus CC winning that one. We both called that one correctly. Your first correct tip so far. Don't worry, it gets better for you.
Keep going.
It gets better for you. Don't worry. 5th Jan, the last Division 1 game we're covering here, the Golden Stars versus the Strikers. Another thrilling game. Golden Stars 177 for 7. Strikers 170 all out. The Golden Stars get that by just 7 runs to kick off 2025. We both called the Golden Stars and then we both got that right. On to Division 2. And that's a pick for you here, Bushy. It's the Serendip Tridents versus Madras CC on 22nd December. I thought the Tridents might struggle to show up. They showed up, and as the women's team does, when they show up, they're pretty good. They got 166 all out. It was plenty. They kept Madras to 142 for 9, the win by 24 runs. Then we go down to Chung Kwan Oh on 22nd December. On the Flixman, the Yau Tsim Mong district traveling well away from home to play Indians United. We both thought Yau Tsim Mong would do well. We both were right. Another interesting match. Yau Tsim Mong bowled out in 17 overs, 168, but kept Indians United to 152 in their 20. So plenty of good bowling there for Yau Tsim Mong to get that by 16 runs. 29th December, GDB, USRC Avengers Challenge League. We both picked Avengers for different reasons. I thought they had the stronger... So I thought UST was struggled for availability. You like the name Avengers. Mm. In the end, UST, struggling for availability, handed the victory to them by walkover.
Well, so the Avengers won because they had the best name.
Yeah, and they could get 11 players. Well, UST, due to the Christmas holidays, could not.
Look, I'll take them anywhere they can.
So we both got that right. We both picked the Avengers. Then we go down...
I finally don't tip the Nepal Rhinos.
This was the only game played on New Year's Day. And the best part is the only game played on New Year's Day, they scheduled it for 8 a.m. I had the USRC Marcos captain texting me, like, that's brilliant. We were the only ones playing on New Year's Day. We were playing at 8 a.m. against Nepal Rhinos. Nepal Rhinos were up for it. They woke up early, they had their breakfast, went out there, kept the Marcos, who were hungover and sleepy, to 99 for 8 in 20 overs, and then they chased it in 15 overs with a loss of 5 wickets. A good fight by the Marcos. You picked them, you were wrong.
Damn Nepal, goats, do me in.
Back the Nepal Rhinos. The Rhinos beat the goats. It's tally, tipping tally at this point, keep in mind, is 7 to me, 5 to you. It gets better for you, I promise. And I'm not very happy about that.
I actually thought that was pretty good for me. Come on.
It gets better for you. And then finally, we had the last Division 2 game on 5th Jan, the weekend that just passed. Yao Tsim Mong versus Madras. I believe in the establishment that was Yao Tsim Mong.
You do.
You went for Madras for some weird reason, and unfortunately, you got it. It was a thriller.
What do you mean, unfortunately? You should be going, well done, Madras CC, for getting the win over the established Yao Tsim Mong cricket district team. You did a fine job. You chased it down.
On the last ball.
On the last ball. I'm assuming by that score it was a six.
Let me go through a commentary and see actually what
Unless
happened.
Unless it was tied.
It was tied. They needed 1 to win of the last ball. They got 4.
Ah, nice.
They needed 11 to, like 10 to win of the last over and they got it. So well done to them.
Well done, Madras.
Madras CC. Mustaq 51. Captain leading his way. Yeah, Mustaq's the captain. The well-known captain leading his side to victory. So that takes the tipping tally to 7-6 in my favour. Mm. Division 3 is where I get burnt. Division 3 is where I get burnt.
This is my bread and butter. These are my homies.
Division
3. Division 3 of Challenge League. It's the chaos.
This is the chaos. And first off, at the Hong Kong Cricket Club, we broadcast this. Lama Vikings versus K-Lin. It was a good game.
I think I watched this.
You watched this. Go watch it
from
on YouTube.
Australia.
We had a bit of commentary on it as well. John Atiyah, the Vikings batting first on pitch 7 with a short boundary on the leg side, got 204 for 6.
That's sizable.
And K-Lin got... They batted well, just lost too many wickets at key moments, couldn't complete the chase. I backed K-Lin. I was wrong.
Yeah, you always like, oh, they batted well if you tip them. If you tip the Vikings here, you'd be going, oh, the Vikings smashed them, 204. There was no way T-Lin was going to get that, and they didn't. They only got 177 in their 20.
So that's a tip to you. The Vikings get the win there at HKCC. Yunwo versus Bora Blasters. Fun fact, Bora Blasters no
this
longer...
This is the game I watched.
Yeah, the Bora Blasters, not really Bora anymore. They've merged with the Discovery Bay Cricket Club. So a lot of new players playing in this game for Bora Blasters who are not distinctly not Bora. And I think 11 players were wearing 11 different kit, but they still got the job done over Yunwo. They kept Yunwo to 167 for 4, which everyone was pretty impressed by. Well, good batting effort by Yunwo. But Bora Blasters blasted. They came out smashing hard early, got there with plenty of time and wickets to spare. They lost 3 wickets and they won by 5 because they literally just had 9 players. So well done, Bora, to get the win there. We both picked the Bora.
We did.
Both got that.
What's the tip tally at this point?
8-8.
Oh, nice. Let's go on to the next game then.
Yeah, this is a bad one. This is...
No, it's not a bad one.
An upset in Division 3.
No upset.
The finalists, one of the finalist contenders from last season, Island Rangers, going down.
Rangers have been a bit...
To the Rising Stars.
A bit yo-yo-y this season.
They have. They've not lived up to their form last season. Rising Stars 182 for 8, which is a pretty good score, even at GDB in their 20 overs. Smashed the Rangers 137 all out in 17.1. It wasn't even close. A tip for you. You went for the Rising Stars. I went for the established Rangers. I was wrong there. 9-8 to Bushy. And in the last game, we both called wrong. Once again, we went for K-Lin.
Oh, I don't care. It means I got the most tips. Go on.
I've been going for K-Lin every time, and they've burnt me. And they've burnt me here again.
They had 100% going in the Never Ever Bin, because why I picked the Rising Stars to beat the Island Rangers and then picked Rising Stars to lose against K-Lin, I have no idea.
Why did you do that?
How late in the podcast was that? How many beers in were I? Because that was a terrible decision. I could be 10-8
right now. You could have been 10-8 by now, but instead you're 9-8. Because Rising Stars got 220. K-Lin, to be fair, only 10 runs short. 210 for 9 is a high-scoring game at Chung Kwan Noh, but no noble losses.
That's the new motto of the 8 for 52 podcast. So 9-8, right?
Yeah. So
we're tied again.
We're tied again.
Fantastic.
In the Challenge League after that long, long weekend. Now, let's see if we can find a lead once again this coming weekend. We've got how many games? 5 games to pick from.
Okay. Well, yeah, the one you sent me, I currently can't see the first 3 games.
So it's a bit too small, isn't it?
No. Literally, the pitches are missing. So read them out.
Gladiators versus IRC Charlie Bears at GDB on this Sunday, 11:10 a.m. Division 1 game. This is a tough one.
I am the non-Charlie Bears team.
I'm thinking. Okay, you've gone Gladiators. Okay, I'm thinking Atif plays for Gladiators and has been their best player.
Oh, he screwed me last time.
It's Premier League one day finals. Atif's going to be at Plod final. They're going to be missing him. And IRC Charlie Bears, I think, are going to get the win.
Well, see, that's some information you could have mentioned before I put my tip in.
Why would I?
Because you lost last week. That's why. Go on.
Chingy Smashers versus Asians United.
I'm not going off the Asians United again. I love my Samad's dad.
Yep. Araf, sir.
Yeah, Araf. In, I cannot go. I picked against them. I don't know why I picked against them.
They're a good team. And Shingi have been struggling. Yeah. Again, like I said, if I've beaten a team, I don't really rate them. So.
And KCC's Matt Chappell drops in for the Asians.
Oh, there we go. That's a good signing.
He does.
That's a good signing.
He plays the morning
league. Is he? Oh, yeah. Okay, morning. So he's not playing Challenge.
I don't think so.
He's not eligible for Challenge.
He plays too much Saturday. But yeah. I'm just saying he does play for that setup, and yes. I like that setup.
So we're both going Asians United on this one.
Go on.
IC Panthers, USRC Avengers at Kam Thin this Sunday. I'm going with the Panthers on home pitch. India Club, home turf. They've done well there. Yeah, stick with that.
What did the Avengers do on those last...
They won by forfeit, so they've not played a game for a while. Yeah. They'll be rusty, they'll be cold. Kam Thin.
They'll be cold. They will be cold again.
It'll be cold.
Yeah, I'll go the Panthers.
And we're both going Panthers on that one. Watch Avengers pull the win out there. Lama Vikings, KCC Pioneers. I think this is straight war for me. I've got burnt picking against Lama. I'm going Lama.
Yeah, the Pioneers, it's a young team. They're a good team, but they're not ripe on the tree yet.
I tell you what, if this was a KCC, it would be a lot closer than we would think. This is at Kam Thin.
Yeah.
So I think at Kam Thin, Lama's firepower.
Got to go to the Vikings.
We're both going Lama for that one. And finally, Lantau Sloggers versus the new and renovated Bora Blasters /DB Lions. This is a tough one.
What have the Sluggers been doing? Well, Sloggers,
they've mostly won, but then they did lose once when we picked them against someone. This is my whole master checklist.
I'll let the Sloggers get another win then, and I'll pick the Bora Blasters.
I'm going for Lantau on this one, just because I know the Bora are a bit of a mixed team, and the outcome then, Lantau's established outfit.
Is that racist?
Not that way. Mixed team, as in there's a lot of different setups coming in to form a playing 11. They came with 9 last week against Yanwo.
If I knew they had Discovery Bay people in there, I wouldn't have picked them last time. But I will go with the Bora Blasters anyway.
I'm going with Lantau CC
Sloggers.
This is
why they took the Discovery Bay out of the team, and they just all came across to Bora Blasters, so we'd actually like them. Yep, Bora Blasters for last.
Okay, so we've got 2 picks different, and we are tied, so it's going to be fun to see next week.
Okay, that's it for the Challenge League.
And now it's time for Bushy's Birthday Bonanza.
Birthday time on the podcast. And Tash, we've got 4 birthdays this week. Yes, kick it off. Who have you got?
So first up, having his birthday on the 11th of January on Saturday, turning 29 years old, from USRC, formerly KCC, I believe, Shoaib Ahmed.
Ah, there you go. Happy birthday on Saturday. On Sunday, for the Premier League final.
On the plot.
Turning 30. The opener for KCC, Mo Khan.
Is there going to be a cake for him?
I don't know. Yeah, what I have noticed with the KCC players is that they don't tell anybody else that it's their birthday. So only I know from the podcast. And so we'll find out. But it is Mo Khan's. We did that with Sonny. Sonny's birthday, nobody knew until after the game had finished. And maybe that's the best way.
Happy birthday, Mo.
Yes. Next.
On 15th of January, we have 2 birthdays, the first of which turning 41 years young at USRC, formerly at USRC, now at India Club. Now the junior coach there, probably playing in the All-Star Series, Imran Araf. Happy birthday, Imran.
He played in the HK Sixers.
Exactly. Sixers superstar,
and
Imran
is always
Araf.
Down here for the KCC Morning League as umpire. We love our Imran Araf. Final birthday from Diasqua Little Saiwan. Don't believe he's still in town, or at least playing. Shaquille Iqbal will be turning 39, also on the 15th, same day as Imran.
Happy birthday, Shaquille.
Okay, there's the birthdays. Happy birthday to Saheb, Mo Khan, Imran Araf and Shaquille Iqbal.
Hi, I'm Chris Wilson-Pickett, analyst for Cricket Hong Kong China. This is the 852 podcast with Bushy.
Well, that brings to an end episode 16, season 2 of the 8 for 52 podcast. Natasha, another huge one.
What a way to start the year.
Wow, you got the big man in.
Yassim Murtaza, what a great my story that was from his history playing cricket. He's born and raised a bred cricketer, through and through professional, fitter than he's ever been, hungry again. Exciting times ahead for
Love
Hong Kong cricket.
All that... Rawalpindi stuff. I didn't realise how much he was in the setup and how under-19s for Pakistan.
And you know, he talked about playing alongside Shoaib Akhtar. Could you imagine facing Shoaib Akhtar at one end and Yassim Murtaza at the other?
Yeah.
The two extremes.
They'd have a combined speed of about 162 kilometres an hour and 156 with Shoaib Akhtar. And we also went through so many games last time because we had to catch up. But there's so many fun games this weekend.
Yes.
None greater than... the Premier League one-day final, the Plod final, and of course it's always the same two teams.
You had some variants in the past year. I think USRC, didn't USRC make a final once, or was that the T20? Yeah. I think PACC's made the final before.
PACC occasionally makes the final and falters, but they faltered early this year. So it will be Kowloon Cricket Club versus the Hong Kong Cheat Code team from up the hill. That's going to be brilliant. Make sure you tune in to watch that. Yep. Plus, heaps of women's cricket again. Yes. T10 out at PKVR Reservoir. Head out there if you want to watch some great cricket. So much cricket. And then next week, it's the All-Stars.
It's coming up.
It is. I think it starts on the 15th. I don't know who's...
I've seen some WhatsApp message of the squads floating around. So the players know who they're playing for. The squads have been distributed. I've not seen the press release or the social media post yet. Well, I know there's training happening at the club on Monday on PCC and some clubs. I haven't heard
anything. No shocks.
No shocks. I mean,
cheat code's in. Of course. Cheat code's going to be in.
And then, of course, we've got Yasim captaining one of the teams. I'm not at liberty to reveal who the other two captains are yet, because I don't think that's officially yet. And I honestly don't remember. Someone told me. I forgot.
For some reason, I reckon Anch is going to do one.
I think Anch did last time. I think it's Anch and Bob. Is it Bob or maybe?
They're both ex-Hong Kong China captains. So you could have a raffle between the whatever 36 players, and half of them used to be Hong Kong China captains. So
we'll see some good seam bowling, of course. Atiq, maybe Shahryar. I think Shahryar might be back to one of the squads.
Have to be up.
Surely Asad Rashid as well from the other side. So their pace battery, Heather Ali of Bahrain might be taking part as well.
Could he? I mean,
is he still playing for Bahrain?
If that's the question. I mean, if he's going to play for Dili Askew, Little Sowan, and then play All-Stars and get all our secrets and then go play for Bahrain and give us a touch-up, this is not brilliant. It's suboptimal.
Suboptimal. It's kind of stabbing ourselves in the foot a bit. But maybe he's jumped ship. Maybe he'll give us all of Bahrain's secrets.
Well, I doubt I genuinely doubt that he's going to do that when he can play international.
Maybe he's given up on Bahrain cricket altogether. He's changed allegiances. You know, he's learning the national anthem of Hong Kong.
I don't even know the national anthem. I watch it every night. I can sing it, the notes, just not the words. Maybe he's going to play his last games for Bahrain in the ICC Challenge League series here.
We should get him on and find out what that's all about.
I think we definitely should get him on. That's your job. Well done. Get on to that one. We'll be doing that sometime in the next few weeks. Nitesh, thank you very much for joining us. That's a wrap.
That's it.
See ya.
The 8 for 52 theme song is The Coin Toss from the band The Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush for Trip Ahead Limited. Copyright 2024. That's that.